We are in the studio today with Emily Gilkey. She is here representing Smokin' in the Electric City Barbecue Competition. This is the first annual for our area for this event. Tell us what's going to be going on.
This is about my fourth competition that I've organized, and this one's going to be the best.
Well, of course. Of course it is. It's right here in Bates County. It's
That's be right. Great. That's right. I work with some of the best reps in the business for KCBS. Rich and Bunny Tuttle will be coming to organize this event. And they've competed professionally and been on several TV shows. So that's pretty exciting. We're going to kick it off with a Kansas City Barbecue Society judging class. So if anybody in the public wants to learn how to judge barbecue professionally with the Kansas City Barbecue Society, this would be a perfect time. You can find our entry forms on our Facebook page, Smokin' in the Electric City. The class will be held at the Frontier Village in Adrian in the Auxiliary Building. It's pretty exciting because this class is the only class registered in the lower 48 states for the KCBS this year. So that's pretty significant. And we have teams coming, not teams, but students rather, coming from all over the United States. It's very exciting to be able to welcome these people into our community.
39 teams coming.
That's absolutely right. We want to make them feel welcome when they're coming into Butler, Missouri, and we want them to come back.
Now, this is step one in a Triple Crown event.
We're kicking off the Triple Crown this first year. Smokin' in the Electric City is the first event. Thursday kicks it off. We'll have our KCBS judging class, and we'll also have a table captain class right after that. Fridays is our Kids Q competition with our rib burn. So what that means, if anybody wants to come out and try their hand at competing in KCBS, the ribs alone would be a great first chance to kind of see what it's like. Saturday kicks off our first day of the master competition. We'll also have a lot of certified master judges from KCBS coming into town. Saturday also, we want to make sure that people know about the benefit dinner for the Bates County Community Foundation.
Tickets are available at the Bates County Memorial Hospital gift shop.
Yes.
And Community First Bank, the Butler branch, over there next to Dollar General. This is going to be a fundraising event for the Regional Activity Center. The Atomic Hog Food Truck will be there Saturday. So while you are smelling all that amazing barbecue that you really aren't going to get to sample, Atomic Hog is there to cover your appetite, and they'll be there until the food runs out. And then, of course, that night, the benefit barbecue dinner held at the Happy Hill Church of God. That's here in Butler. And then there's going to be a band from Appleton City, kind of a party going on Saturday evening. That's all of this is in conjunction with the Bates County Fair.
So my email is listed. If you have any emails, if you're interested in KCBS, you want to learn more, please shoot me an email. My email address is edgilkey@bcmhospital.com.
We're also hoping to make this a regular annual event. Is that correct?
Yes, we sure hope so. We are working very hard to make this an event that teams want to come back to year after year after year. And so we can continue to grow this and continue to for it to be a fundraiser for the Regional Activity Center. We are very fortunate to have Chuck Simpson from the Osceola High School FFA chapter. He is their advisor. He was very gracious to step up. Their event is the second event in the Triple Crown, but he's going to come up and cook for us. And that's pretty significant because his team just placed fourth in the nation. There's only a handful of high school barbecue teams in the state of Missouri. It's very exciting. There's a team in Pleasant Hill. There's two teams in Osceola. There's a team in Appleton City. And I think there might be just a couple more scattered. But we really want to, you know, involve teenagers, involve high schoolers in barbecue and get them into, you knowing more about it because nationals are coming to Branson next year. So the National High School Barbecue Championship will be held in Branson. So if there's any kids that are interested, shoot me an email. We'll get you in here and we'll get you learning about barbecue and learning about high school barbecue and what it's all about because it's an amazing group to be around. We also want to thank our sponsors, Osage Valley Electric Co-op, of course, Fred and Annie Zickwolf, Max Motors, Hugh Jenkins, and Bates County Memorial Hospital.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.
We've been in the studio with Emily Gilkey representing the Smokin' in the Electric City event. It's going on in Butler. This is a first annual barbecue competition to be held July 13th through the 16th on the Bates County Fairgrounds.